6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
It's a cool Monday morning because we've got somebody very special in the studio with us. An inspiration to everybody who crosses his path. And talk about rising above immense hardships to become a person and a beacon of hope and inspiration for others, especially a younger generation who need, in this desperate time and age that we live in, heroes. They need people to look up to. Great community role models. Ladies and gents, Zukile Ngcube. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
I'm really excited and happy to be here. I came here this morning and I saw energy in the studio. It was amazing. And then I couldn't just help but also feel really energized. So thank you.
Listen, I'm so grateful that you were able to share your story and are able to share your story to like I said, a generation of youngsters who desperately need real role models. You know, we live in a quick-made society where if you've got a heck of a following on social media or you're a reality star of some sort, the youngsters want to see you. Your approach to life has been one that really is live by example and finding inspiration. And I want to touch on your story because Nims Dai.
Yes.
If we can just talk quickly about how did you get to meet Nims Dai?
How did I get to meet him? Well, it's kind of it's a long journey. So I first watched 14 Peaks.
Yes.
In 2022. And just before that, I was actually at the University of Cape Town and I broke my ankle. And I was told that I wouldn't be able to run again or play rugby. Mm. But at the same time, I wanted to play rugby in Japan, and you know, I thought to myself, I'm just gonna make it happen, and I'm gonna go. And during this time, you know, I still couldn't run, but I managed to play rugby still, you know, with the limp.
Sure.
And I watched 14 Peaks on Netflix, and I saw the challenges that he overcame.
Yes.
You know, to be able to climb the 14 mountains, and I thought to myself, you know, if he could do it, and from where he came from, you know, so could I. And so then I also, you know, really believe that I could do things that I believed in.
Yeah.
And so in 2023, I came back to South Africa and I thought, how can I use my experiences to, you know, help the younger generations? My passion is education and sports. Mm. And so I wrote him an email and I copy-pasted all his email addresses and I said, this year I'm going to, you know, run Comrades Marathon. I'm going to run Cape Town Marathon. My ankle, you know, is broken. You know, I can't really do it, but I'll find a way. And so after a year of back and forth, he said, and I showed him all the evidence that I've done, and he said, come meet me in Tanzania.
Wow.
And, you know, I spent 3 days with him, and I was able to share my story of, you know, the possibilities that lie within us when we, you know, really passionate about what we do and we use it to help and, you know, promote positive attitudes and empower Absolutely. Those around us. So that's how it happened.
And to you know, the thing about it, about knowing people that know you, they say that your never say die attitude and your contagious energy for wanting to do better for others and for others to better themselves is something that's just so special. In this, and again, it's a day and age where, you know, it's a rarity, and unfortunately, it's a rarity. I wish there was more of it. Mm. Everyone around you says that, you know, whatever you get involved with, it is so passionate and genuine that you can feel it and you want to be a part of it. And the kids love what you're doing. I want to talk about Project Possible because that's a part of what it is that you're involved with. Also, Ikigai.
Ikigai.
So tell us about Ikigai. What is Ikigai?
So Ikigai. So I lived in Japan for 4 years.
Okay.
And Ikigai, I was asked one day, someone asked me, what's your Ikigai in Japanese? And someone translated for me, and he said, what do you like to do? What gets you up in the morning? And I thought, to help others. And then from that day, I was sort of thinking to myself, what can I do to help others? So Ikigai means reason for being in Japanese. Mm-hmm. And so I started to look at, you know, what's my reason? What gets me up in the morning? What makes me energetic? And I found was teaching, you know, giving out my experiences, helping others do better. And that's how I was founded Ikigai. Mm. And then Project Possible is, you know, everyone can overcome challenges.
Sure.
And, you know, in your own life. And it's just to inspire everyone to be able to do that. So that's how I founded the two.
Yeah. That is incredible. Yeah. How do people get involved? How do, because I mean, both of these are about helping that generation and with hope, and take them, whatever situation life has thrown them or given them at a young age, show them that there's still plenty of hope and opportunities for you to overcome those obstacles. And you know, everyone's obstacles are different. Somebody, it might be to be able to, for the first time, go run out on a rugby field and maybe pick up a rugby ball for the first time. Others are a lot more intense than just that. They're, you know, they're the socioeconomic problems that they need to overcome. How do people reach out to you, more importantly, to help you in terms of what you're doing?
Sure, thank you very much. So they can reach out to me on my email. So it's zngube@ikigaisports.co.za. On social media, it's zuksngube, zuksngube. And I think the big thing about Ikigai and Project Possible is, so my, you know, Project Possible is, you know, being able to stay healthy, to run because of my ankle. Yes. So I run comrades, run marathons. So I overcome my own challenges and I share that story.
Gotcha.
And others, you know, have other challenges. So through Project Possible Ikigai, I support students attend university, post-matric, to have the financial support, have the mentorship, and also the resources that they need, because this is a huge challenge. You know, post-schooling, you know, life is can get quite a hard,
chaotic,
and lots of decisions to be made. What do I want to do? And through my own experiences and finding people who can also mentor and help them to be able to, despite the circumstances, overcome those challenges. Because you know, a lot of the time, you know, you see someone running a marathon, but it takes a lot to finish a marathon. It's not like you get there and you run.
Yeah.
You need the support of people. You need the encouragement.
Preparation.
Preparation.
That goes into,
exactly. So
mental,
it's those,
that mental challenge of getting over those walls and barriers of every single kilometer. You're thinking, I want to stop.
Exactly.
I want to stop.
Exactly.
And pushing through.
And pushing through. So those are the lessons that you learn from running and overcoming your own challenges. And we can share that with others and say, just last week, you know, I thought, I don't want to wake up. But I woke up and I went and I took one step. Then the one step became two. And so for young people, that it's really possible, you know, you just take one step after another. And I think with NIMSDAI, you know, the top of the mountain is just the beginning, because you have to come down again.
Yeah.
And so, and also the mountain, you know, that the view is always there from the beginning, and at the top is another view. So we're always in the right place, and we can always keep going. So that's kind of the story that I want to share.
Monday motivation right here, Rocky.
Yeah. I knew it. Zukile, I know that you're dashing now because you've got a week of school left of teaching. To everyone that that you work with, where are you teaching currently?
So I teach at Bishops. I teach grade 4P.
Yeah, grade 4P. I hope everyone's tuned in at Bishops.
Yeah, I just want to give them a shout out. Good morning, boys. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a bit. Really excited. Happy Monday.
Guys, you can be so, so proud. Mm. What a superstar. Zukile, we want to have you back on before your next endeavor to obviously run next year, because this year's done. And you've probably got some major goals that you want to push through next year. You have an open invitation to join us back on the show again next year as we inspire that next generation, and as we can, as a show and a team, try and help you to do what you're doing by motivating others to be the best person of them, the best version of themselves they can be.
Sure. Thank you very much. And thank you for, you know, what you do and the energy you bring as well. Thank
Stunning.
You.
Awesome. Ladies and gents, Zukile Gube.
Yeah.
What a superstar.
Yeah. Come on.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.